Well, good afternoon, everybody. Good morning. Good evening. This is a webinar that I'm kind of excited to share with you. Basically, over the past year, there's been little pieces being put together to replace and rewrite Voce Press, and it's just taken all sorts of time to get this out the door. And so, as you can see, if you haven't been on the WP Studio forums, you may have missed the fact that, you know, I just realized that I really needed to be, it's going to help everybody if I just put WP Studio back on Voce Press, even though I love Generate Press and other themes out there. If I just put it back on Voce Press, it'll get more love, more work done, just because it's got to be done. So I'm definitely eating the dog food, making sure it is a solid theme and it used specifically going forward with all the page editors that are page builders that are out there, with all the Gutenberg block editor stuff that's out there. There's a lot of work that there aren't very many themes that can support across many different design platforms that people use. So this is 1.3.4 that's out. You can download it from your My Account area. And there's a whole bunch of things that I want to share with you that, yes, I cover them in this release little post, as well as the change log, which is a ton of things. I tried to make the change log as descriptive as possible, so not a technical change log, but I just talk about what new things got added, what things got updated, what things got fixed, and what things got removed. So hopefully that helps. So I'm just going to move this over and we are going to dive into Voce Press 1.3. Now, if it's been a while since you have seen it, the whole module manager has been redesigned. And part of the redesign in this is I wanted to make sure that, let me put this in Spectre, if you're using on a mobile device, and actually this is an incorrect mobile device, that's not what it will look like. Basically, each one of these blocks goes full width on an actual mobile device. I wanted to make the module manager manageable from a mobile device. So this has been completely rebuilt. You can read more about it. In fact, over at WP Studio, yes, that's right, I am writing documentation again. So there's a whole bunch of documentation that starting yesterday has started flowing into in the Voce Press documentation. So before I go any further, just wanted to let you know, some of the stuff I did in 1.3 is maybe making the way forward if we decide to push out a premium plugin or a paid plugin in the future. And part of that is this idea of using the plugin the same way Generate Press does. It adds a pro plugin to open the door for a whole bunch of options. So again, offering this upsell, but for all of you, you already know that you get that plugin. It's part of your membership. So it also shows you the things that only are available if you add the plugin. So without further ado, I want to show you one other thing I did is if you're in the customizer, I wanted to have one additional upsell. Actually, each area, it's like, oh, there's more stuff if you use this. And then if you come over to the header builder, oh, there's more things if you use the pro plugin. So I started to use things. I saw a few other themes that dealt with that. And I think that's a great way to do it. All right. So let me dive in by quickly activating our, activating our Voce Press Pro, the add-on plugin. And we're going to go back in and look. So basically everything gets enabled. Now, let's talk about a few of the things that are completely brand new. And hopefully this is one that will excite you all. It is a white label option. And I needed to take some time to show you how this works, just so that you understand how comprehensive it is, but also how easy it is to fix something if you made a mistake. Now, a lot of themes will allow you to quote brand or white label their stuff if you use a child theme. But I wanted to do it slightly different, basically have a wrapper around the theme that will that change everything about it, as well as the plugin, while still allowing you to get updates. Because that's the worst thing is some white label things, because of the naming conventions that are used in folder directories, you might actually run into some issues of updating on some other white label systems. So notice how it's now turned on right here with the Pro plugin. I've actually gone ahead and I had beforehand activated all. So the white label option is pretty simple. Why? Because you just check the box. Then I can say Bob Bobertson is the author and his website is bob.com. Now, our theme name is Bob's Theme. This is an amazing theme. Now, here's the thing that a lot of white label things don't do. There's a theme screenshot URL. The theme screenshot URL is what shows here, that theme. So I'm now giving you that opportunity to replace the actual image. So if you, especially if you're doing client work, boom, now you can change this. If the client ever gets into this area, they will not see that. Now I'm just going to, do I have any media things in the library here? All right, let's go. All right, there's our new theme. We'll take this jumping dog. Just needed something. All right, so there's our theme shot URL. And then here's the way we can rename the plugin. So Bob add-on plugin. This helps your site's theme, blah, blah, whatever. Now, this is how it works. Once I hit save changes, this menu item and this page goes away. It hides itself. That way somebody can't go in and see that, oh, hey, you white labeled it, or you know, somebody could go change that. But when I save the changes, all of a sudden, take a look. Notice how not only did the white label option go away. See, it's even gone from here. The sidebar where I upsell other plugins that you might have, that WP Studio might have, other pro things, that's also goes away. So now all of your settings, oh, I just found one. That needs to change. All right, that's an update. Sorry. I thought I tagged everything. I'll fix that. All right, so we've got our theme change. We've got our Bob's theme. And even if we go into the plugins, there's Bob's add-on plugin by Bob Bobertson. We go to the theme. There's Bob's theme. Now, it's not going to change the child theme because the child theme is yours to design yourself. So you would design this, you wouldn't just use the default VocePress thing, but this gives us the ability for us to completely white label it. Now, how do you change this or turn off the white label? The only thing you have to do is deactivate the add-on plugin, then reactivate the add-on plugin. And you are basically, you come back over here. You're back over in our white label. That's where it shows. And now you can either make changes because it's still enabled. That's why it still says Bob's theme. Or you check the box to turn it off, save the changes, and we go back to VocePress. How's that? That's a pretty easy white label solution. And then once I fix that one little naming issue on the settings area, you will have complete control over delivering something to the client. All right, let's talk about another big change. In the past, in VocePress, the settings area, let me just jump, this top bar where I would use to put a page title where you could set height, width, everything. You know, this is really more of a hero section. And it's not just a page title, whether you're turning that on or off. It's more you're turning on or off the hero section. And can you design the hero section? So the straight page header section, which was kind of confusing, I got some good feedback from a number of you. And so that was just confusing about when you turn it on or off. So now there's an actual hero section layout. It's been completely revamped. You go to the customizer. It doesn't have a page title area. Oops. So in our content area, there's a hero section. So now I can choose to turn it all off and we don't deal with that. Or I can turn it on and I can choose the container, the height, the alignment, the typography that might show in there, any of the colors. I could even drop in an image and in whatever of the color we would, let's do a different one, any of the color we would be in, we would put something like this. Now, the neat thing is it still operates like a page header section, but it is a hero area where, let's say you have a blog post featured image on an individual blog post, you might fill that area with the image. And I'll show you that. Let's just come over here to hello. Oh, no, wait. Let's publish this, exit. Hold on, let me go to the post. Like in our Hello World post, this is when we're looking at our content header. Here's our customizer. So this is the hero section. So this is where I've changed and redone everything. So you can set it so that the customizer is what has done all your styling. Or I can override by saying, okay, am I going to do a full width or normal? Maybe it's a slightly different from the customizer settings. And then I can come in here and say, all right, if I put content header in here, that's going to put the post title or the page title in that header in this hero section. I could turn that off. And now it will select the featured image from the post and overwrite whatever we put in the customizer for that image. So now you can use that header area to emphasize the featured image or not, or I could simply turn it off and just use the title. So you have that flexibility now built into this header that sits above the content. So that was a big change or revamp. All right, now let's go in and grab, let's see. Okay, I used to call, let me pull over here. I used to call them dynamic pages. And I think I still, in here, we still have our dynamic pages, dynamic page view controls. They're still called this, but they've been completely revamped in a different location. So what these dynamic page views were controlled were, when you're in the customizer and you're choosing like content sidebar, and how you are modifying things, or we come over here to our blog design and I come to my blog design. Oh, if I'm going to use this blog design, my item gap, my entry wrapper, my padding, my border radius, what do I put in the entry header, the entry thumbnail? Am I putting featured images? Where are they going? What's going in the footer? What am I posting in the footer? What type of colors are going around this post in the blog design? And that can handle the single post page. So that was, so I could handle the archive like this, so the listing of things, or I do the single post and I can figure out what that's going to look like. Now, I also littered up this whole section with other things, like maybe I have a custom post type or a search results page. And so this got really long. So because the primary create a post archive and a single post page, which also deals with any default archives you might be using that aren't specifically assigned or single post page, I needed to have a simpler way to have custom post types override that stuff. those options. So yes, in the other pages here, we have our static page where you can do the same type of thing, choose the layout and the structure. Now, it's important to understand all a theme should do is control the structure. That's why you're not going to see a way for you to edit the query or how many words are we going to put into the excerpt or how many characters and where are we going to pull extra fields. A theme should never get into that type of modification because then you're getting into some deeper template tags. So I tried to keep Voce Press and say, hey, if there are people using the block editor, using page builders, using template tags, the theme needs to step away and just provide that structure, the layout, the containment, and then let other tools handle what you display, how you display the content. So that's why we have our some standard pages. But then when we create custom post types, I want to give you the option to structure the archive for this custom post type called test. So you do the exact same type of thing that you would do for your regular posts or pages. And then you can also do a single one. The best part about it is this other pages is dynamic. Give you an example. Let's go to Metabox. Let's create a custom post type. Let's create a new custom post type called books. I'm not going to do anything else with it because that's enough to establish a custom post type. I can now go to our customizer, go back to our other pages, and they will automatically and dynamically generate so that I can then do the structure and layout for the post archive page. The single post. This way, if you are using pods, or if you are using Metabox views, or if you're using, you know, Toolset or any other type of plugin that allows you to customize the output of content, you don't have to struggle with it to figure out how can I also control the width, the layout, the structure, the typography, the all those type of things. It now can be done from within here. So there's now a separated out your kind of a dedicated single post or dedicated archive design for this item. All right, let's take a look at a few of the other options. Voce Press used to semi-support WooCommerce, semi-support other tools. And you know what? With Voce Press 1.3, it really already does support Voce, WooCommerce and other tools that I did not need to build. And there was ways in the header builder, there were ways to have carts. And I was thinking about doing that. And I was like, you know what? Don't need to do that. There are other ways, whether it's through an HTML, drop in a short code or anything else. You can still do that. You don't need a custom. I don't need to hook Voce Press up to WooCommerce or something like that. So one of the things you'll see is there is enhanced social icons. So for like the social block, like if I were to add a social block up, we'll just put it right up top so you can see it. These icons that are right here, I can add a whole bunch of items. And the best part about it is I've added things like WordPress, Facebook Messenger, if you're doing something like Skype, Slack, Telegram, WhatsApp, GitLab, Bitbucket. All of these are new social icons that come with the theme. Now, don't forget, over here in the main section, in global modules, social media links, this is where you can add all your links. And don't forget, with the Pro add-on, the add-on plugin, you can come to a, you can come to the theme and come here to icons, where we can add our own social icons by, if you know, if you have an SVG icon that you can upload, And maybe you have another social icon that you want to use. You can just add it in here. It loads the SVG icon and then integrates it not only into the both listing locations in the customizer. So you can add that. Plus, maybe there are other, maybe you don't like some of these SVG icons. Maybe there's a new one that's going to come out. You can override all those icons by just uploading the and changing the default social icon. So all of that has been updated. Okay. In the sidebar, no, not that yet. So let's talk about this, because Voce Press has gone a long way to support Gutenberg or the block editor. So that if you are in the block editor and you're working here and you're trying to set font sizes. Now, the best part about it is I can come in. Let me go back here because I jumped ahead. In this customize, there are some like global typography things where we can set some base levels. So I can have some base fonts and set those items. I can set certain types of, title tags, meta information, what those would be. So if I set a base type of, let's change something completely different. Over here to Georgia, sure, we'll see this. And if I publish this and we go back over to, let's go to our post. Let's exit out and edit this post. Any of our special typographical items that we would do are going to be respected custom line heights, custom units, custom cover block things, custom link colors. Gutenberg isn't going to override them, and they actually play nice together. All right, let's go back to another one of the updates. And it's this. If in the footer builder, we had HTML before where I could come in here and go into my HTML blocks. But the footer builder used to only allow just straight text in the footer. Now you can do it, fully escapes and takes care of HTML tags. It also does short codes. So any WordPress short codes now has no problem dealing with that. Okay. That was another big change. You'll actually also notice a change here. I've organized this a little bit better. I was digging through so many other themes out there, and I liked how a number of them had started to organize the customizer. I took a page out of a number of their books, and we now have these little tabs area that hopefully keeps like-minded settings panels together. And in one of those things, let's come over here to the blog. In the blog design for, layouts, you now do have this ability to handle sizing for images, for thumbnails. So it opened up all of the different sizes. We also have the ability for you to say, all right, I'm going to show the content or I'm going to show an excerpt. And now you have the ability to handle words for your excerpts. And because this is the blog. Oh, but I'm not on the blog. Let's go to the blog. Because I think I was on the actual post page. Let's go over here. Oh, I know where the read more. I don't have there. There's just not enough content in this. All right. And the other one is over here. This is one of the things I've been asked for a whole bunch. I can come in here with my border. Now, first, I'm going to go all the way down to my border color. Let's set a border color just so we can see it. We'll put blue. Then I can put a border of two pixels. Notice how that's starting to go around. And now you have a nice sliding thing to get a rounded corner built into that. And then maybe put 15 pixels around. So it's a little easier to do a few modifications for your wrappers and adding in your border radius. And now the saving a customizer file is not really something that we can do over in, because I didn't build an exporter for it. Maybe that's something we can look into. Absolutely, Hugh. Let us talk because we can do the exporter and we used to have, maybe I didn't even put that in. All right. We'll come back to that. But yes, Hugh, let's look into that. Oh, I removed some social icons. Like, we don't need Google Plus anymore. I added hidden labels to the social icons for better accessibility, so it fully passes any accessibility issues. The Google Fonts list has been completely revamped, so that's been built up. But I did want to highlight, because there was some confusion. Now, because there's documentation coming and it's already being pushed out, it may make a little bit more sense. A lot of people were a little confused with like Google Fonts when they only saw this. Well, part of the reason why is Google already categorizes their Google Fonts into subsets of language fonts. So if I come in here and say Latin extended is what I want, I'm not going to get any fonts that work in any of these other languages. It cleans up. Now, by default, we're not using these anyway, but this gives you the, that's why you won't see all the fonts. Like if I come in here and I am wanting to, let's go back over here to our blog design. Let's get a single post. Where do I want? Whoops, cancel. Let's go to the content. Let's do typography. Let's go with that. So even if I went over here, all of these don't have any of those special fonts. But if I come over here to our global modules of Google Fonts, and I now say, hey, I want Cyrillic fonts. Now, I can't remember if I enabled this browser to handle them. So let's actually do Greek and Hebrew. So now when I publish this, or basically you're publishing to save, I can come over here to my typography, go to my base, and I should be presented. It's going to be all the way down at the bottom. Or maybe they're interspersed. I would have to check. Yes, they're interspersed. But my browser is not set to handle them, but we would be able to add in and handle all these other fonts. That's how it works. All right, let me go back over here, see if there's anything else. Okay, so I told you I removed the WooCommerce compatibility because it works already and you can just create your own page templates if you need them. The other one you'll notice that's gone is there used to be like a preloader thing. I removed that because just doing tests and tests on VocePress, A, the theme is fast enough and people's browse and hosting is becoming fast enough, and caching plugins take care of a lot of this. The idea of a loading screen or a loading image graphic is really no longer needed. And it was what it had to load in order to do that was not worth the hassle. All right. Now, the other big thing to share with you with this Voce Press, not it is faster than before. The theme itself is only 26K page size. The average on just a default installation is under 500 millisecond page load time. And you know how I got it to there? There is no more jQuery in the theme. It's all vanilla JavaScript. Which means that was a huge thing to make it all work still, but there's no jQuery. It's just vanilla JavaScript. The other thing is there are only two HTTP requests in this theme when a page loads. That should help increase speed. Most themes have four or more, from what I found. Another speed increase was all icons are now SVG. So it's going to help with faster speeds, with better memory usage, should help the all pages render faster. And I already walked you through the customizer kind of layout and structure. So there are, it was a huge update. But it's available in your My account. You can definitely play around with it. I think the structure is laid out a little bit easier. And as a reminder, getting started, one of the things you're doing is when you go to the customizer, you look at your page canvas and you say, do I want a full width site or a boxed site? Basically, everything falls within that. If you have a boxed site, this is where I can say, here's my container inside. Here's my narrow container. Let's make this, let's box width, move it around. So basically you can build your site however you want, or go full width. And then here's, we're not basic. Remember how I have, here, I'll show you. We have a normal container width where I can say, oh, that's 1250. But when I use narrow, I haven't turned it on yet. I can say, well, let's just do narrow is 750. I'll show you where that comes in. So then I come over here and let's say I'm doing my content and sidebar or no, content section. This is where we have narrow. Remember that that was that narrow one that we just set, or I can do full width. It goes full width of the browser or normal. And then you can choose whether you're going to add a sidebar to the left or the right or no sidebar. You can turn that off. Now, remember that each individual page, well, let's save this, can overwrite this. So in here, BG, because they're two different themes, Voce theme 1.9.9.7 and Voce Press are completely different themes. Yes, you can upgrade, but basically it's like installing a brand new theme. There is maybe 10% of the theme's calls in the template that would be similar. So your content would still show, but your entire header area, your entire footer area would not be the same. The hooks for the header and the footer are not the same. All right. So as a quick reminder, all those things in the customizer on individual page settings, I can choose, are we going to do normal, full width, or narrow for containers? Or do I have a sidebar or not? Oh, I forgot to show you sticky sidebar. That's a new feature. Content header. I've already talked about this hero section. In the header, I can choose when to make something visible or invisible. Transparency header is one thing. There's a sticky header. You can see the sticky header working in the WP Studio site, because here's a larger header and then it sticks as you go further down. So, and then my colors, we can choose, are we going to do the primary or alternate ones? Because in the customizer, you can set two types of colors. I'll show that in just a moment. And then the footer does the same type of thing. And the custom blocks are still as powerful as ever. Same as in the past one, where we can put any type of content, assign it to a hook, assign it to a priority, give it display options. So let me quick show you the two things on the alternative colors, and then I'll show you the sticky header. So we go back to the customizer. And in our customizer, we have our color palette. So here's my color palette. I can set all my colors, and then I can pass those colors into Gutenberg. So Gutenberg then gets those as your primary colors. And then we have, I don't think I turned on, did I? No, I didn't turn on my, all right, I'll see if I can turn it on. So that was the colors. Let me just continue on to our sticky sidebar. So this is new. This, I believe, will allow you to create different types of sites. Having a sidebar that can stick allows you to then have your sidebar always with you while long form content can scroll. So by clicking this on, I can now, well, it actually would help if I had long form content. Hold on. I only have, let's create some blog posts in order for this to happen. This is new. This is new post. All right, I'm going to just copy and paste a few of the other things that I've already written. Let me create a few posts, and then here's my worst part about Gutenberg. Once you create a post, there is no way to create a new post from this screen. You have to go out. Unless you guys have found a way to create a new post, it's not there. This is another. Publish. All right. Let's see if I got enough. Okay, so I've got content now. So now let's go to the customizer. Turn on the sticky sidebar. So now when we are looking at our content, oh, look. Our sidebar stays. But it doesn't just stay all the time, because we still maybe have reason to have our header. Maybe we still have reason to have, like if I put the sticky header on there, let's go back to our header builder and sticky header. Let's turn this on so that, all right, let's not do that. Let's put a background color. There. Okay. So now we've got our sticky header, and notice how my header will still stay, and so will the sidebar. I was just playing around with a lot of stuff with some JavaScript and some CSS not allowing things to go forward. Okay. So that's your sticky header. You may have seen something about a transparent header. Basically, that will allow you to have a large featured image up here, and the header can hover over top of it and move over top of it. Here's our alternative header colors. So if we set our alternative header, that's when I showed you, you can change between two different color schemes. And then I've already talked to you guys with nothing has really changed with the mega menu. And that's just part of Voce Press, but this is a big one, that sticky sidebar. It's a simple ability of turning something on and then choosing where your top spacing are, where's the anchor. So if I anchor it to the bottom, basically it's going to allow the, once the bottom hits the bottom, that's when it stays. So there's different ways of anchoring that one. All right. So this is Voce Press. You can make sure you stay up to date on any of the changes that have happened. Definitely, I've been using the forum to really give you guys the updates when things are coming, put a whole bunch of stuff in there. And as I said, just last night, I started really pushing out some of our documentation so that it will walk through the different modules, what you can do with that module, what a page canvas layout will do, and how you can modify. So that's right, documentation is coming. So I hope you guys have a great rest of the day. You can always check out everything with Voce Press is running and powering WP Studio now. You can see some of the features like sticky headers and other elements, drop downs, and the ways it handles. Again, you can always grab the latest thing right here in your plugin theme downloads. Child theme didn't change because all this does is simply call the parent theme. Hue, not yet, but that's definitely something to look into. Right now, I've just wanted to make everything work on Voce Press. I did add the preview if you guys missed it on, I think BG asked for updates with BB Press. Can't remember where we talked about it. Okay. Because there's a preview area in here. So if you're wanting to write something, you do have the ability to preview, but that was the last thing I added to the forum. But if that's something that we want to look into, we can look into private messaging. I haven't looked into see what type of overhead the private messaging with BB Press brings to the table. I just don't want to melt the server. Okay, so have fun with Voce Press 1.3. Play around with it. 1.4, I'll give you a tiny little hint. I have found an awesome company. They make basically a theme import-export system that's specifically for, and this is how I found Gutenberg, which we're going to deal with tomorrow, but they have basically a one-click demo import and export. So if you make designs with Voce Press, you can export it and then basically just have a single file. And I'll share more about that, but that means Voce Press 1.4 should bring to the table rather than me release child themes, basically it'll look like this. If you were to come and add a new theme, it'll look like this. You can just say, all right, I like this theme, or I like this installation of Voce Press and how all the settings have been done. You just click the button. It will bring all the settings over into custom blocks, fonts, icons, the customizer, and it will give you a new starting block. And I think that will be the point where, hey, Voce Press is ready for everybody. So just to give you a little sneak peek of what's coming. Because one of the biggest things is up until this point, It's really hard to export and import the entire customizer settings. You can do it on a one-off, but to add in other things like content and pictures and custom blocks and all these other things, that it's just a lot to deal with. And this company has solved it. And I've seen other themes use the whole system. And I said, hey, VocePress needs to take advantage of that. So take care. I hope you have a great rest of the day. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to deal with Gutentor, a really cool Gutenberg plugin that not many people know about. And then we, on Thursday, I will walk through all of WordPress 5.8 stuff. So don't forget, WordPress 5.8 is landing as of sometime this afternoon. And I don't see any show stoppers for you, whether you do or you don't use the block editor. So make sure you have your backups, get ready, and I'll see you guys later. Take care.